This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. A mistrial was declared in the civil rights trial of Brett Hankinson, the former Louisville, Kentucky police officer, involved in the deadly and botched no-knock warrant raid involving 26-year-old Breonna Taylor in 2020. After 4 days of deliberations, a federal jury told the judge it was deadlocked and could not reach a verdict on the two-count indictment for deprivation of rights under the color of law. A verdict has been delivered in the San Francisco, California trial of the man who attacked Nancy Pelosi's husband with a hammer. David DePape has been found guilty. Prosecutors say Nancy was the intended target of last year's attack, but she wasn't home, so the attacker went after Paul Pelosi as police were arriving at the home. DePape apologized to Paul when he took the stand Tuesday, and he still faces a second trial on state charges. The search for a man that went overboard from a cruise ship earlier this week has been suspended. The Coast Guard says crews searched an area roughly the size of Connecticut, but were unable to locate 28-year-old Tyler Barnett. Reports say Barnett went into the Gulf of Mexico from a Carnival cruise ship early Monday morning, shortly after it left the port of New Orleans. The incident remains under investigation. Americans view crime as a big problem.
Nearly two-thirds of the nation views crime as a significant concern. That's according to a recent Gallup poll. 63% of respondents indicated that crime is an extremely or very serious issue, although only 17% labeled crime as extremely serious in their local communities. Over half stated they have observed an increase in crime in their areas. I'm John Schaefer.
Mariah Carey started her holiday tour in California. Merry Christmas, one and all, kicked off last night. She will visit 13 cities, including Detroit, Boston, and New York City. We are USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Turkey prices have decreased just in time for Thanksgiving, but industry reports indicate some side dishes and desserts may be slightly more expensive this year.
The American Farm Bureau Federation revealed that the average Thanksgiving dinner for 10 people will cost $61.17, or just under $6.20 per person. This reflects a 4.5% decrease from last year's record high of $64.05, but is still 25% higher than the cost in 2019. The survey notes a 16-pound turkey will cost $27.35, down 5.6% from the previous year. However, the survey also reports a 2-4% increase in average prices for frozen dinner rolls, pumpkin pie mix, sweet potatoes, and carrot and celery veggie trays. I'm John Schaefer.
New York Congressman Republican George Santos says he will not seek re-election after the House Ethics Committee released a damaging report on his conduct yesterday. Congress, for the most part, said Santos committed substantial wrongdoing and that they will put forth an expulsion resolution today. If Santos is expelled, New York Governor Democrat Kathy Hochul must declare a special election within 10 days, then a special election must take place 70 to 80 days after her announcement. Thursday night football last night in Baltimore was a cruise for the Ravens, defeating the Cincinnati Bengals 34-20. Thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. Bill Martinez here. And we've got, political pundit and, inquisitor, the one and only John Fleetwood, news editor as well. And he's breaking down the feud between the Daily Wire host Candace Owens and the Conservative Network's founder, Ben Shapiro, over the Israel-Palestine conflict. Hey, John, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill, doing great, sir. How you doing this Friday?
Hey, I'm doing terrific here. A little bit of contention in the ranks here. Candace Owens admitted that it's not that her and Ben Shapiro see eye to eye on everything, but they've been able to have up to now a pretty healthy discussion, as she calls it, an academic discussion on bearing issues. But Ben took some exception with this TikTok video that he was captured and the statements that he was making toward a colleague. I thought was a little over the top, maybe severe, might say.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting debate, an interesting feud that's going on between Candace Owens and Ben Shapiro for four different reasons. I think number one, it's interesting because this is an interconservative debate. You know, this isn't a debate between a Republican and a Democrat, right? That happens all the time because Democrats and Republicans, left and right, disagree on a whole bunch of stuff. Second, I think it's interesting because these are two conservative celebrities. Both Owens and Shapiro are both, they're arguably, top 10 most influential, popular American conservative figures. I think third, it's interesting because it's interorganizational. This is happening, within the Daily Wire because, arguably, Alex Jones gave Candace Owens, who at one time was called, I think, Red Pill Black, but, before she got big, she was this YouTuber who went by that name. Alex Jones gave her a platform, and then Daily Wire picked her up. But this is happening within the Daily Wire. And then fourthly, I think it's interesting because it forces you to look at your position on the matter. Because Owens, the whole way this started off was because Owens said, kind of the tongue-in-cheek, that, the Nikki Haley, the sort of Republican establishment favorite, I think she's beating even DeSantis in the polls right now, not even close to Trump, but at least I think she's in second place now. Owen said that Haley should be president. She said, I endorse Haley for president of Israel. So she was kind of making this joke that Haley should run for president of Israel because Haley's backed Israel without any question and just said, of course every American should back Israel in this Israel-Palestine conflict that's going on. So Owens took issue with that and kind of made the joke and said, well, she should go run for Israel if she's not going to be America first in this position, because that's what Owens is. She's a consistent pro-America first. She did that with the Russia-Ukraine conflict, which I did as well early on. I mean, everybody, it seems like as soon as that dropped, as soon as Russia invaded, everybody was taking the side of Ukraine.
Right.
But that's not really an America First position where we have to be, we have to take the position of this or that other country, even over America's interests. And what are our interests here? Well, we send Israel, I think it's over $5 billion. I've heard $6 billion. I read this morning it's closer to $5 billion U.S. tax dollars every single year, making Israel the nation state, you know, which was founded in 1948, the largest recipient of American foreign aid. And so Ben Shapiro, he didn't like that because Shapiro's a Zionist. He's very pro-Israel. And he said at a gathering, and I think this is the TikTok video you mentioned, he was videotaped, recorded saying that Owens's remarks were disgraceful and ridiculous. And so Owens went on Tucker Carlson's Twitter, now called X, show. Carlson backs Owens's position, by the way, just like he did with, you know, he's a consistent America First, too. He's not pro-Russia or pro-Ukraine. He's not like I'm pro-Israel, pro-Palestine. He's just, I'm America First in every position. Mm-hmm. And Owens went on his show, and they were kind of pointing to the ad hominem nature of Shapiro's remarks, you know, just calling her words disgraceful, calling her ridiculous, instead of giving some kind of substantive response to her.
Yeah, what's the point? Yeah, what point do you have? I mean, you know, to say that, and especially when you start getting into adjectives, you've lost the topic, right?
Exactly.
You know,
go ahead. Owens, you know, kind of pointed out other differences that she had with Shapiro. You know, Shapiro early on, a lot of people don't know this, but remember this. We have a very short attention span. But Shapiro was never Trump from the very beginning. He's very anti-Trump. He was pro-vaccine, which he's walked back since then. But at the beginning, when it really mattered, he was pro-compelled vaccination.
Yeah, well, his parents are in the medical field, right? His mom and dad are their doctors, are they? Something like that. I think there's some.
His wife, Shapiro's wife as well, I believe, is a doctor. He was pro-McCarthy from the beginning. He was pro-Ukraine in the whole Russia-Ukraine conflict. So Owens was pointing to those. And then Owens, it really heated up when Owens posted on Twitter, X, the Matthew 6:24 and Luke 16:13 Bible passage that says, you know, blessed are the peacemakers and you can't serve two masters. Which he posted critiquing Haley for taking money from Israel and these PACs that are Israel funded to back her campaign while promoting war in the region and promoting Israel. And Shapiro responded to Owens' tweet, tweeting that Bible passage, saying this is a quote that Shapiro said, Candace, if you feel that taking money from the Daily Wire somehow comes between you and God, by all means, quit. So that's kind of where it exploded, where Shapiro, who's not the CEO right now, I think it's Caleb, oh gosh, what's his name? Caleb, yeah, I can't remember his last name, but he's the CEO.
Yeah,
now.
because Shapiro is based in, he's now in Florida, and yes. Daily Wire is based in Nashville, right down the road from you.
Yeah, that's right. And Owens, you know, pointed out that Shapiro's not really in the day-to-day at the Daily Wire, which is, as you say, you know, located in Nashville, whereas, you know, so the colleagues that are there at the Daily Wire, according to Owens, kind of have the same, you know, generally have the same opinion on this matter where, yeah, they're conservative at the Daily Wire. Yeah, they're right wing, but they don't say, yeah, Israel first in this. And yeah, we should send, you know, more Americans to go fight wars and potentially die for this foreign nation that we're already giving billions of dollars to, who a lot of people can't actually articulate why we have why we would have an interest in funding Israel so much. So it's a very, very interesting feud, in my opinion, going on right now. Forces us to contend with these issues.
I think from a scriptural standpoint, you could support, you know, Israel. just based on, you know, the covenant with Abraham. You know, God said, I'll bless those that bless you and curse those that curse you. America has blessed Israel. And when we bless Israel, it has gone well for us. So from a spiritual standpoint, scriptural standpoint, you could have some basis. And that's okay. I think that's a legitimate academic argument and consideration. But you do have to look at, you know, down. You got to look at it besides just jumping into war, no doubt. We'll talk more
the
after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez with you along with John Fleetwood. As we were just saying a moment ago, and it is, there's no question, just like America. You look at Israel, and you know, and I got to tell you, John, when I visited Israel, that was the shocking thing for me. I don't know. I went in and thought, oh gosh, I'm going to the Holy Land. You know, everything, you know, there must be holy. And I go there, and I realized how secularized Israel had become, and it wasn't you know, the quote unquote Holy Land that. And everything that would go along with that perception was it. And a friend of mine at the time goes, well, you know, look at America. You know, same thing. Some people see the light on a shining hill and they think, okay, here we are, this moral standard. And they come here and they're seeing, you know, drag queens teaching grade school classes, you know, young kids mutilating their bodies with the help of teachers and their parents. It's, you know, again, the modern secularization of our cultures is such has moved us further and further away from God. And even the name Israel, and you know, the name Israel, what it, you know, what it means. And Israel has struggled with that. They struggled. They've been stiff-necked just like the rest of humanity. We've been, even Christians today, you know, as much as we find ourselves in a lot of ways like Paul, you know, things I want to do, I don't, that which I don't, I do. You know, we have this paradox that goes on, and not to mention, you know, do we have that? But we also have people who are Christians, but just by statement, the fruit of their Christianity is not there. And, you know, and I think that we're, as time is drawing nigh here, and I think that the spiritual forces understand this. This is why things are moving in such rapidity, in my humble opinion. You know, you have the return of the gods and the manifestation of these gods and how they're manifesting themselves, not only here in America, but around the world. And by the same token, John, as you look back historically, whenever there is a rise of evil, there's also an increase in righteousness. The media is not seeing it. And dare I say, even people of faith are not seeing it. I say people of faith, people who are casual, because I think you have to be really, and if I can put it this way, and I want to say this delicately, because I don't want to be sounding so legalistic about it, but I think that God is, you know, sincere and into when it comes to righteousness. That you can't just kind of, you know, play around with it. You're either all in or you're not. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I like how you started that, talking about the Holy Land aspect. And I think if you're going to make a biblical argument for supporting the nation state that is called Israel, founded in 1948, I think that's the way to go. And that's the way that I lean, is because it's a Holy Land, a holy place. You know, who knows what would happen if Palestine or, gosh, I mean, Hamas took over that area, you know, what they would desecrate, what they wouldn't, what they would destroy. But I think one of the most interesting questions here that the Owen Shapiro debate forces us to reconcile with is, who is Israel? Because a lot of people think that, well, if you're conservative and you believe the Bible, you have to support Israel. But the question is, who is Israel? And what do we mean when we talk about Israel? When the Bible talks about Israel, it does not talk about the nation state founded in 1948. The first mention of the term Israel occurs in Genesis 32:28, where Jacob, after wrestling with the angel, is given the name Israel. And throughout the Old Testament, the term Israel is used for Jacob, the son of Isaac, son of Abraham, and his descendants. But the New Testament clarifies that, quote, not all who are descended from Israel belong to Israel. That's in Romans 9:6. And it goes on to say that this means that it is not the children of the flesh who are the children of God, but the children of the promise who are counted as offspring. So in order to be part of Israel, according to the Bible, one must be more than a mere physical descendant of Jacob. One has to do more than follow Old Testament covenant laws, like practicing circumcision, for example. It says in Romans 2:28, for no one is a Jew who is one merely outwardly, nor is circumcision outward and physical. Rather, a Jew is one inwardly, and circumcision is a matter of the heart by the Spirit, not by the letter. And the book of Romans, you know, it asks, Paul asks rhetorically in chapter 3, is God the God of the Jews only? And he says, is he not also the God of Gentiles? Yes, also of the Gentiles, since God is one who will justify the circumcision by faith.
and the uncircumcision through faith. And that's what it said way back in Genesis. People, a lot of Christian churches today teach the false teaching that the Jews believed way back then in the Old Testament that you had to work your way in order to get into heaven, a kind of Pelagianism. Well, of course, the Bible doesn't say that. It says in Genesis 15 that Abraham believed and it was counted to him as righteousness. So to be part of Israel in the Old Testament, you had to believe, and it was counted to you as righteousness. And then Paul picks that up thousands of years later in Romans and says, yeah, Abraham believed, and it was counted to him as righteousness. And then he writes the book of Galatians, the book of Ephesians, Romans 9 through 11, which say that Gentiles are now part of Israel. He talks about the Israel of God. So
they were grafted in.
They were grafted in. So the biblical Israel is all believers who have believed throughout time. So the Christians today, Gentiles, are part of Israel. Again, that's the whole point of Galatians, Ephesians, and Romans 9 through 11. Christians can be part of Israel. So if the question is, must Christians support Israel amid this Palestine conflict? You know, you can look, if a Christian wants to support the modern nation state of Israel, they're free to do so. Go for it. And I think even for that thing that you alluded to, where you talk about it being a holy land that we want to preserve and protect historically, great. But the Bible doesn't require them to, because the Bible doesn't talk about the nation state called Israel founded in 1948. Israel is all believers throughout history.
Right. Well, and the thing is that, again, in a spiritual context here, you know, Israel are those that are ruled by God. That's what Israel means. And so what happens is the human condition is such is that it was difficult, you know, and even to this day, John, it's difficult for Christians by faith to accept God's grace and love and mercy. They think they have to work their way. I think it's part of the fallen world and the consciousness. And this is why, you know, Jesus came so that we would be liberated from that. And can you imagine the early saints as Paul is preaching to them, and they're reading the gospel message and they're taking all that they've been conditioned all their lives. And Paul is connecting the dots and liberating them. And the punctuation of the liberation is the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. And now, I mean, talk about being free. Not only are they free from sin, but they're free from the thing that drives them nuts, and that is death. What is going to happen? You know, what happens with our mortality? And even to this day, people struggle with that. But you're not going to find any kind of redemption or understanding without the Christ, you know, the cross of Christ. It is right there. But meanwhile, we need to understand evil when we see it. And only the mature, according in the book of Hebrews in the 5th chapter and the 14th verse, only the mature have discernment to understand the difference between good and evil. And this is, you know, sometimes when you get back to what is the core issue that is happening here between Israel and Hamas, it's rank evil. What's the core issue that's happening in America today? The manifestation and the return of gods and all these things that you mentioned and we talked about earlier, what's happening in our schools, what's happening in our government and the corruption and all that. That's pure evil, John.
Absolutely. And as a Christian, I think you can take the view that you want to love your neighbor. You want human flourishing. I mean, God said, be fruitful and multiply in the beginning. That's what we want people to do, is be fruitful. So whether you're looking at the 1,200 people killed, you know, on October 7th, or the now, what, over 11,000 Palestinians who've been killed by Israel, a lot of them women and minors, two-thirds of them, according to the UN. You look at the position, you say it's horrible, but I think the Christian, at least biblically, has to look...
Are they saying two-thirds now? I thought it was 40% they were saying were, you know, kids and women. Regardless, I mean, we have to be careful
that
about...
AP this morning.
Yeah, the narrative that's pushed out there, and, you know, we're going to have to check that out further. In fact, we're going to be talking with the Middle East Bureau Chief from CBN, Chris Mitchell, next. Thank you very much, John Fleet. We appreciate it.
You served in the Marine Corps. By now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-497-9632. 800-497-9632. 800-497-9632. That's 800-497-9632. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
USA News Update. A mistrial was declared in the civil rights trial of Brett Hankinson, the former Louisville, Kentucky police officer, involved in the deadly and botched no-knock warrant raid involving 26-year-old Breonna Taylor in 2020. After 4 days of deliberations, a federal jury told the judge it was deadlocked and could not reach a verdict on the two-count indictment for deprivation of rights under the color of law. A verdict has been delivered in the San Francisco, California trial of the man who attacked Nancy Pelosi's husband with a hammer. David DePape has been found guilty. Prosecutors say Nancy was the intended target of last year's attack, but she wasn't home, so the attacker went after Paul Pelosi as police were arriving at the home. DePape apologized to Paul when he took the stand Tuesday, and he still faces a second trial on state charges. Lance Pry, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Mentioned day 42 of the Israel-Hamas war, and joining us now is Chris Mitchell, the Middle East Bureau Chief with CBN in Jerusalem, reporting live from Israel. Chris, welcome back. Always good to have you with us, sir. How are you?
Great to be with you, Bill. Doing fine.
Well, bring us up to date. The latest developments, what's going on?
One of the latest developments is that Israel has agreed to allow two fuel trucks into Gaza to help stop the humanitarian crisis. There's a little bit of a disagreement within some of the coalition. That's one thing. The other thing is I think a New York Times article is saying that there might be an agreement between Hamas and Israel concerning 50 hostages. Previously, Benjamin Netanyahu has said that there would be no ceasefire unless all hostages were released, but according to this report, it might be 50 hostages in exchange for a cease in the fighting. How long, I don't know. And then a release of some Palestinian female prisoners. We'll see how that happens. Tragically, they just discovered two bodies of hostages there in the Sheba Hospital or very near it. So a lot of people are still praying and hoping for the release and rescue of the rest.
Yeah, amen. Chris, there was, you know, a bit of confusion in terms of the casualties of civilians with the Palestinians. I heard a number of something like, you know, 40% were non-combatants or children or women. What is the real number? Do we? I mean, as much as we can tell, because I know it's hard to get a verified number because we're relying on people who've been lying to us. So, what are you comfortable in stating?
Well, I don't think we're going to know the exact number of Palestinians who have died in this conflict until after the war. But the Gaza Ministry of Health, which is run by Hamas, they first of all, they don't consider that any militants or terrorists that have been killed part of their number, which is over 11,000 now. Also, they don't determine the number of people that have been killed by misfires of rockets. There's been over 10,000 rockets fired from Gaza to into Israel, but over 900, if not more by then, have been misfires and have killed some Palestinians in Gaza. So those are considered as well. So what the actual number is, I don't know, but I believe it's to the advantage of Hamas that these numbers would be inflated to get the sympathy and attention of the world's media and the international community. And that's part of their strategy. It's why they, you know, embed their weapons and their terrorists inside the whole infrastructure of Gaza. I mean, they have found weapons inside kindergartens and rockets underneath a child's bed. So that's all part of Hamas's strategy. So they put make their population human shields. So when Israel responds as much as they can, you know, tragically, civilians are killed. And what in the meantime, what Israel's trying to do, as they have, is alert the civilians to get out of harm's way by leaflets that have been dropped over a million and texts and phone calls, which is over 6 and 4 million, just to try to keep Palestinians out of harm's way and out of the fighting.
Yeah, exactly. And Chris, your report is so important here because the reporting that we're getting from the West is too much. It's biased. I mean, to say the least. I mean, there is a sentiment of anti-Semitism that's colored, unfortunately, in most of the reporting here on the West. I know that even the West has been hesitant to show the footage, and if they do, they qualify. They go, well, this is from the IDF, so it hasn't been exactly verified, but you see the IDF going into the Al-Quds and Al-Shifa hospitals and showing, you know, the weapons there in the hospital, showing the infrastructure of Hamas operating in hospitals and in areas, civilian areas, that are protected by the rules of war, 161 rules of war. And, you know, Hamas breaks those rules with, you know, with impunity. And meanwhile, you've got Erdogan in Turkey, you know, yelling that Israel, you know, should be, you know, they've violated you know, the rules of war, and they're criminals and terrorists themselves, right?
Yeah, you know, think of it, Bill. This is an incredibly complicated, complex operation to go into a hospital that's active, where, you know, people are patients, or hundreds of patients are in there, knowing that Hamas has used that as a command center with underground tunnels to try to go in there and eliminate those tunnels while protecting the staff and the patients, at the same time doing it while the whole world is watching. Some of these discoveries have been almost in real time. I know they took a lot of reporters from CNN into Rantisi Hospital, the one they did before the Al-Shifa Hospital. And so that they're trying to do what they can under extraordinary circumstances and because of what Hamas has done by building their command and control centers under hospitals with weapons depots, and some of the hostages apparently have been inside these tunnels. So it's an extraordinary, difficult time for the IDF. But according to some, I would quote Richard Kemp, he's a former British commander of British forces, saying the IDF is one of the most, if not the most, moral armies in the world, and their rules of contact go even beyond international law.
Chris, the other report that we're getting is they're making tremendous headway in destroying the tunnels and pushing north, right? Or pushing north or pushing south. I for some reason, I get that turned around. In terms of clearing out those tunnels.
Sure. Right now, it looks like they're in control of northern Gaza. Hamas is no longer in control of that area. They have been dropping, apparently, leaflets in the southern part of Gaza. So it seems soon, perhaps within days, that the IDF is going to be pushing towards the south. But right now, northern Gaza seems to be in the hands of the IDF. In fact, I just saw a picture right now that there was a courtyard where many of the terrorists that left on October 7th to go to these communities around the Gaza border, the IDF captured that and made a big Star of David there in the middle of it.
Oh, well, good. And logistically, as they continue to move, they're moving southward, right? Or are they doing kind of a pincher move, from both ends of the Gaza? How are they clearing out these tunnels? Because meanwhile, you've got a massive humanity. You've got it's been estimated over 1 million people that are kind of up against the fence there, hoping, for an opening to where maybe they could get out of the Gaza, right?
Well, one of the big questions, Bill, is going to be what happens to these, in effect, refugees right now. It's not possible to go back to northern Gaza right now. You're going to have a massive refugee issue. And what happens with these people that have been had to flee their homes because of what Hamas has done by building this terrorist infrastructure into the society of the Gaza Strip. So right now, they haven't gone south yet, but they have the pincer movement that you referred to was basically in the north. They came from the east, and they came from the north, and they came actually cut the Gaza Strip in two. Right now, it seems like northern Gaza is in their control, and then as they will proceed down to the south. And these tunnels that you mentioned, over 300 miles of tunnels, they have discovered many of them and destroyed a number of them as well, and that's an ongoing process. Mm-hmm.
Well, and that's what I understand. Chris, are you getting any sentiment from the Palestinians themselves who had no idea that Hamas was going to do this, right?
Well, there was a poll that came out yesterday that maybe, at least in Gaza and the West Bank, about 60% supported the October 7th massacre. And so there's a big job, I think, to do to maybe change hearts and minds, and that's why people should be praying for what's happening here in Gaza and Israel.
Well, Chris Mitchell, appreciate the update. Be safe, my friend. Take care. We continue to pray for Jerusalem. Thank you. Middle East Bureau Chief with CBN News in Jerusalem,
Chris
Mitchell.
There's a lot of confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID, with guidelines and regulations changing by the week. One thing is certain. You need an accurate thermometer for your family to check for fever, the leading sign of flu and COVID. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They have no scientific studies behind them and can miss the fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Honey, come here, quick.
What is it?
Check it out. All these highly rated wines are under $20. Total Wine must have made a mistake.
Nope. They always have the lowest prices. Oh, remember that amazing rosé your sister brought over last week? See? It's right here.
Whoa, that's a low price. I mean, whoa, that's a low price.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. B21.
Hey, you. The one on the couch who just told your friend you can't go out because you're busy? Ready to get real about your psoriasis? When your current treatments don't do enough to help control the inflammation beneath the skin, causing plaques and pain, stressing and scratching? It's time to stop hiding and get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Hey, great to have you with us. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Hey, it is time for you to have a shot at the Great American PureFlix Christmas promotion. Okay, we've been telling you about it all week long. PureFlix, it does an outstanding job this time of year. You know, they go all holiday movies. And, in fact, this week has been Celebrate Romance. Love is in the air at Christmas time. So great movies that reflect that theme. Next week will be the Celebrate the Taste of the Season, of course, with it being Thanksgiving week and all. Nothing like the smells and taste of the holidays. And because of this promotion, you have a chance to get a free subscription. 6 months. 6 months of free Great American Pure Flix Christmas holiday movies, great family movies available to you. All you have to do, just drop me an email. I'll give you my personal email. It comes to me direct. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. You know, pass it on to your friends, your neighbors. Get that email in right away. In the subject line, say, I'm a winner. That way I'll know that this is specific for this promotion. And when we draw your name out, you will be notified and you will receive your special code and link that will entitle you to 6 months absolutely free. So it'll take you through the holidays and through, you know, up to Easter probably, I guess. So anyway, good fun. So get that email off to me right away, and good luck to you, okay? Adam Holtz is with us now from Focus on the Family, PluggedIn.com, and all that good stuff. Adam, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Are you anticipating Thanksgiving? I mean, can you believe this? I mean, I
know.
This year has gone so quick, and here we are. I mean, I just can't wait to pay more than I paid before for turkey this year. But, hey, you know, it's the season, and sometimes you have to sacrifice, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I'm willing to sacrifice some things, but I'm not going to sacrifice the turkey. I'm going to Well, I'm going to eat
I'm glad you agree. I mean, I'm glad you agree with me on that. Because we just pick and choose, right? I mean, and that's what we're doing
right.
all along anyway. Especially, can you imagine our friends in California? It's like, okay, do I put gas in the car or not? It's $7 a gallon. Well, maybe I don't fill it up. Maybe I just, I'm going in and I'm buying, 5-6 gallons at a time as opposed to filling the car up because, the shock of, the payment of an $80 to $100 payment there at the pump is just so disturbing.
Well, it is disturbing, and we could talk about the economy for a long time, and I have thoughts on the economy, but I will suffice it to say it's hard out there, and I think that when things are hard, I do think the invitation of tough times is to reflect on what's truly good and what really matters, right?
Exactly.
I think
right.
that when we're struggling, I don't want to minimize the struggle, but we also don't want to be the struggle. We don't want to let the struggle be the primary lens through which we're seeing life. And so there is an invitation to give thanks, not in an abstract way, but to give thanks to God, right?
Yes.
I mean, Thanksgiving implies God's existence. It implies a creator. It implies a heavenly Father who loves us.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a time to say thank you and also to eat that turkey, like I was saying.
Exactly. And sometimes, offering Thanksgiving is a sacrifice, as the song says. A sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. That means because, you are, again, kicking against your own goads and your own psychology that says, in part, like, I don't have a whole lot to be thankful for. Because
right.
we're looking at those things, on a surface level. But I'm sure if you pause for a moment and really think about the things that we have to be thankful for, like right off the bat, your salvation. I'm priceless, right? Absolutely
yeah, well,
priceless.
Right. And even though I know things are hard, and I certainly do not want in any way to inadvertently suggest that our problems and our struggles aren't real, but still, relative to so much of the world and relative to basically the entirety of history, we still got it pretty good here. And by the same token, that, I think, becomes a catalyst to pray for God's continued work and watch care and movement through His Holy Spirit in our country, as you and I talk about regularly.
Well, you see, this is the time, when you're in the valleys of life, this is the time when you really, press in and you lean on God and you get to know God and experience God in ways that otherwise you would not. I don't say that in such a surface way as you're saying, because I hope people are hearing our hearts here because you and I are connected on this deal, is that this isn't passe. I mean, pain is pain. And it's tough.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. And we've been saying repeatedly, for a number of months here, the condition that our country is in, in a lot of ways, is not your fault. Okay.
No.
The government has done this to us. Okay. This is a government up for by we the people. So then you could say, well, Bill, it is our fault because this is our government. Yes. And God gives you the government you deserve. All right.
Yeah.
So it's all to define preference. Okay, we had 4 years under Donald Trump in political terms, okay, no matter how you feel about it, energy independence, all those things that came with the Trump administration, those Trump years. And we've got 8 years of Barack Obama bracketing on one side and another four, with Joe Biden. And it's all very precarious here. And, like the Bible says, when righteousness reigns, the people rejoice. I would say we had 4 years of more people rejoicing until we hit the pandemic, as opposed to now. There's a lot of groaning happening. In terms of defining preference, this is your opportunity. Not that it's all about America, because lest we lose sight of where we're heading, but still, this is where God has placed us. So, in the name of Jesus, what are we supposed to be doing for a time such as this, Adam, that reflects the glory of God and His supernatural nature? What's our role in all this, right?
Well, I think our role is, and I, one finger pointing at you and four pointing back at myself, all of us live in this topsy-turvy, insecure, hustle and bustle, busy world. There's pressure from so many different directions, right? And the temptation that we face every day, that I face, that you face, is to launch into that as if we are solely responsible on our own to deal with our own problems. And Scripture says, no, stop, wait, listen, trust, you know, pay attention and take that time not only to notice where God is at work, but to ask him to help you see it, because we lose track of him. And I, you know, I woke up at 4:30 this morning. I had a dozen things on my calendar today, and I'm just as guilty of the next person as the next person of launching into my day without pausing. But I did take a moment. I'm like, okay, Lord, I'm stressed out, but please help me. Help me to look at life from your perspective. Help me to see, and help me not to lose track of what's important amidst the pressure.
Well, and right now, the condition of the culture, and you see this quite clearly at Focus, and, you know, with the network of people and the different ministries there, we see on one hand how evil is abounding in such a way, like almost never before in our lifetime. But what I keep trying to encourage people to see is that just what you, the point you made just a moment ago, and that is where evil is rising up, so is righteousness. So are a lot of good things. The media is not reporting on it because it's not very sexy. It doesn't get a lot of attention, you know. So what, you know, that somebody, you know, has some good things happening in their life and, you know, God is changing. I mean, they don't care about that. See, but, and even as people of faith, God forbid that we get so calloused about it and so casual that we don't realize, you know, like the word says that, you know, the angels in heaven rejoice at the you know, at the new beginnings of every humanoid that turns to God, that there's rejoicing in heaven. So you imagine, you know, and yet we take that so casually, like, oh, okay, well, no big deal, just hey, you know, pass me some more turkey. It's like, you know, this is like, it's like hugely significant, and especially right now, because you know, as we see, and again, keep bringing focus to this, is the demonic is, you know, I believe the demonic realizes his days are counted and they're drawing nigh. And this is what is bringing and adding and motivating the rapidity of all this right now, is because he knows his time is short. And so he might as well make hay while the sun is shining, as they say, right?
Oh, that's exactly right. And so we take our stand, as Paul says in Ephesians 6, and, you know, we put on the helmet of salvation and the breastplate of righteousness and, of course, the sword of the world, the word, and the belt of truth, and we fit our feet with the gospel of peace. I mean, Paul is speaking, I think, metaphorically, but in a way, literally. And I had a season in my life, Bill, and I probably need to revisit it. You know, it was in college where I prayed through putting on the full armor of God every day. And that was a pretty transformative thing. And I think, you know, Scripture also says in Lamentations 3 that his promises are new every morning. And he said that to Jeremiah after, you know, his people had been deported to Babylon. And so his faithfulness and his promises are new and present even in the midst of what seems like desolation. But, man, I've got to take, I have to appropriate that truth every day, Bill.
Yeah, without a doubt. And you mentioned the weapons of our warfare. Of course, a lot of fiery darts, and that's where the shield and faith comes into play, because, man, it quenches those fiery darts. But, you see, we have to become proficient in that. But if you don't exercise the weapons of your warfare, you know, it's like you're going out in the battlefield and you forgot your bullets, you know?
Right. Exactly right.
So, hey, get your bullets. Get ready. Warrior up, and let's all, you know, that's encouragement for all of us to become proficient and extremely professional in the use of the weapons of our warfare that God has so given to us. Adam Holtz, thank you, sir. Take care.
The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too.
My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.